First, on the minimum wage bill, your reaction to what the committee passed?
Well, the committee certainly weighed in with some of the things that we thought were important, especially with the developmental disability workers. But again, I still think that the minimum wage increase is not good for Maryland's economy. I don't think it's good for trying to get people a job, even if it's the lowest rung of the ladder, that they can then move on up. You raise that rung of the ladder, and I just think that's going to put fewer people in a beginning job. The other thing aspect to it is you don't guarantee a certain profit or a wage to the employer, to the person taking the risk, to the person covering all that overhead and trying to provide the jobs in the first place. There were some changes made by the Senate. Some of them, I think, were beneficial to the bill. But again, the overall concept of raising the minimum wage, I don't believe Maryland should be doing that unilaterally. If it's to take place at all, it should take place at the federal level. Therefore, we don't put ourselves at a further disadvantage when it comes to our neighboring states.
Fair enough. And let me just ask you, since it's the first time we've seen each other since yesterday's Health Exchange Board meeting, what did you think of the action taken there?
Well, I'm not surprised by it. I mean, certainly what Maryland had was stuck in the mud and wasn't going to get any better and wasn't going to produce a better product at all. It's unfortunate that Maryland wasn't able to put forth a product to start with, much like the Connecticut plan, that we could have sold to other states as well. They're going to end up making a little bit of money off of it. You know, kudos to them. But again, the biggest harm here is that Maryland citizens and certain Maryland people that had been insured have been harmed. And while we know that there was a significant cost to the taxpayer in this, which I think we still need to investigate how it happened and why it happened, there is an incalculable cost to those who have sat on the phone, tried to get online, and the time that they've taken. I've had people contact me about sitting on hold for 90 minutes, and they've been at work, so there's been another cost there that someone else had to pay, and we still don't know what those numbers are.